From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The UN's top human rights official is condemning the violence security forces in Libya have used against pro-democracy protesters. Navi Pillay said in a statement today that police are displaying illegal and excessively heavy-handed tactics to subdue the crowds. Meanwhile, counter-demonstrations continue. Libya TV broadcasts images of pro-government supporters in Tripoli cheering for their longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. But it is a different scene in the eastern city of Benghazi, site of this week's pro-democracy protests and deadly clashes with police. The Associated Press cites a local judge saying that today marchers fought with security forces after a funeral for 15 people who were shot to death yesterday. Mourners reportedly torched police stations and government buildings. A large crowd is gathered in Cairo's main square to mark 1 week since Egyptians ousted President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says people are gathered to also remind the country's military junta to deliver on promised reforms.
It's a very different kind of mood. I mean, there's less defiance. People really are just coming together. It's an Arab celebration. People are selling flags. They're selling trinkets, commemorating the revolution. But clearly, if you speak to longtime activists, there is a sense that much more needs to be done. Of particular concern is the fact that the military is no longer meeting with youth activists, for example. Also, Mohamed al-Baradei, the Nobel laureate and senior opposition figure, has also not met with the military at any point in the last week. Those are concerns that are being raised about where this is all headed.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. Republicans in the Wisconsin State Senate are asking Governor Scott Walker to order state police to go after Democratic leader Mark Miller. State Senate Democrats are boycotting a vote on a measure that would strip away collective bargaining rights for most public employees. But Wisconsin's Republican governor argues a proposal is necessary to tackle a projected $3.6 billion budget deficit. Education is the focus of a presidential event in Oregon today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the CEO of Intel will give President Obama a tour of the company headquarters, and the president will speak about education.
Intel has an education program called STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. It's designed to prepare kids for high-tech jobs, and President Obama sees it as a model for America's economic future. Mr. Obama often talks about the need to invest in education even while cutting back in other areas. Today's host, Intel CEO Paul Otellini, has harshly criticized the Obama White House in the past, saying, quote, "This group does not understand what it takes to create jobs." The White House has lately been trying to rebuild relationships with the business community. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The Dow's up 51. This is NPR News. A cemetery in south suburban Chicago is under scrutiny for what's been called appalling burial practices. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has details.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says Homewood Memorial Gardens has a habit of burying caskets on top of each other, sometimes eight at a time. He says he's also found instances of multiple babies being buried in the same casket.
From a law enforcement standpoint, we were disturbed. From a human standpoint, we're absolutely appalled.
Dart says state law is so broad, criminal charges probably won't be filed. Tom Flynn runs Homewood Memorial Gardens. He acknowledges his workers stack caskets on top of each other, but says that's what the county pays for in its contract. A statement from the county's medical examiner's office says it properly prepares infants for internment. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
The Vatican is criticizing travel agents who ask Roman Catholics to pay a service fee for getting a spot at the beatification of the late Pope John Paul II. In a statement today, the Holy See says no one needs a formal invitation or ticket to the May 1st event in St. Peter's Square. But the statement goes on to say there have been unauthorized offers on the internet and elsewhere. Rome is expecting as many as 2 million Roman Catholic faithful for the ceremony. There's word that at least 8 people are seriously wounded from a hand grenade attack on anti-government protesters in Yemen. The opposition is calling today's massive anti-government demonstration, quote, Friday of Rage. The Dow is up 52 at 12,371, with the Nasdaq up 7 at 2839. This is NPR News.